Phoenix Audio presents.
Becoming Light, poems new and selected by Erica John. Poetry, who wants it? When you say you're a poet, people wince. They get frightened. They think that they're going to be bored. But actually, the poet is the one who sees the world in a grain of sand or eternity in a wild flower. The poet is the one who's the intermediator between life and death. The poet is the one who's asked to write a poem when a baby is born, when a couple falls in love, when we lose someone very dear to us. The poet is the one who stands between life and death, consoling, making things right somehow. We are still a race for whom magic is a word. And so we turn to the poet to teach us how to praise. We turn to the poet to console us in difficult times. And we still need poetry. Even though bookstores don't like to stock it, even though publishers don't like to publish it, somehow when we fall in love, when we lose a friend, when a baby is born, we still need the poem. I go on writing poetry because it keeps me honest in the work I have to do in the world. Every new novel starts with a sequence of poems. Every play I've written, everything I've done in another form has started, in some sense, with poetry. Because poetry is the royal road to the unconscious. Poetry is the way of staying clean and honest as a creator. Poetry is a way of speaking out of the dream life. And so it's poetry that has kept me sane even in a world of...